欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774's Home Video 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie， 今天我们要和 Bobby 来分享一部心理惊悚片《禁闭岛》。
Hi, I'm Bobby. Today we're going to talk about a 2010 American psychological thriller film directed by Martin Scorsese. The name of the film is Shutter Island. The film is based on Dennis Lehane's 2003 novel of the same name.
电影呢是根据美国小说家丹尼斯·勒汉的同名小说改编的，这也是导演马丁·斯科塞斯和演员莱昂纳多·迪卡普里奥的第四次合作。
Leonardo DiCaprio stars as U.S. Marshal Edward Teddy Daniels, who's investigating a psychiatric facility located on the island named in the title.
影片当中的故事呢发生在1954年，在波士顿海湾一座与世隔绝的小岛上，执法官 Teddy 和他的新搭档 Chuck被派去调查精神病院里一个失踪女囚的下落。
They go to the Ashcliff Hospital for the criminally insane on Shutter Island to investigate the disappearance of Rachel Salando, a patient who apparently vanished from a locked room.
这座精神病院呢位于禁闭岛，渡轮是进出这个岛唯一的交通工具。
You okay, boss? Yeah, oh, and I just can't stomach the water. You got my new partner.
That's right.
Not the best way to meet with my head halfway on the toilet.
Doesn't exactly square with Teddy Daniels, the man, the legend, I'll give you that.
The legend?The hell you boys smoking over there in Portland anyway?
Seattle. I came from the office in Seattle.
How long you been with the Marshal?
4 years.
So you know how small it is?
Sure.
How about you? You got a girl?
Hey? I was.
Died.
Jesus,
don't worry about it.
There was a fire at the apartment
building while I was at work. 4 people died. It was the smoke that got it, not the fire. That's important.
Sorry.
执法官 Teddy 呢和他的新搭档 Chuck 因为要调查精神病院里一个失踪女囚的下落，所以要坐渡轮来到这个禁闭岛，但是 Teddy 呢显然是有点晕船，
于是 Teddy 非常不好意思地说 Not the best way to meet with my head halfway down the toilet. 哎呀，这种状态下见面真有点不好意思。那什么状态呢？ Head halfway down the toilet， 那半个脑袋都在马桶里边，可见有多么的尴尬。 Chuck 回应道Doesn't exactly square with Teddy Daniels, the man, the legend. 这可和传说中传奇般的 Teddy Daniels 不太一样啊。剧中使用了 square with. Square 我们都知道，从小就学什么天安门 square 是广场或者方形。那 square with 我们不妨灵活的理解成就是方方正正的符合什么。用英文就是 agree, match to something. 那比如我说一句话 ,Your answer doesn't square with mine. 就是说你的答案和我说的不一样。我们还可以说 The story I have don't square with that she has， 就是我所听到的这个故事版本和她听到的可真的不一样。
接下来 Teddy 和 Chuck 在聊天的时候呢又谈到了各自的家庭情况。 Teddy 提到他的妻子已经去世了。
Teddy says There was a fire at the apartment building while I was at work。 那我在工作的时候呢，我居住的公寓突然着火了。 Four people died， 死了四个人。 It was the smoke that got her， not the fire。他是被烟呛死的，而不是被火烧死的。See, that's important. 这是关键。
Teddy 和 Chuck 终于登上了禁闭岛，来到了岛上这座神秘的精神病院。这里呢，虽然表面上看起来很平静，但是因为收治的都是患有精神疾病的重刑犯，所以称得上是戒备森严。副典狱长 MacPherson 接待了 Teddy 和 Chuck， 带他们了解了精神病院的基本情况。
When did she escape? This prisoner.
I'm afraid Dr. Colley will have to fill you in on the situation. Protocol.
Correctional officers at a mental institution. That's a weird sight, if you don't mind me saying.
It's the only facility of its kind in the U.S., even the world. We take only the most dangerous, damaged patients, ones no other hospital can manage. And it's all due to Dr. Colley. He's created something really unique here. It's a hospital for people our society knows.
这个时候 McPherson 警官向泰迪介绍说 I'm afraid Dr. Colley will have to fill you in on the situation. 那么我想 Colley 医生会向你介绍这里的情况。Fill you in, fill somebody in 的意思是 tell someone the details about someone or something, 就是告诉某人关于某事的细节。那最简单的一句话 Please fill me in on what happened last night. 请详细的告诉我昨天晚上究竟发生了什么。其实我们在日常生活中除了 fill somebody in 以外呢，我们更常用的是 fill in a form， 就是打表填满填表。比如说 you should fill in the blank table before you submit it， 那在你交表之前呢需要把它填好了。我们到银行也经常是要填表 fill in。 那 fill in 呢还有另外一个意思，其实在生活中也蛮常用的。比如说 Jesse 如果要替别的主持人当班的话，我们就会说fill in for someone。 那如果有人离开了， Jesse 可能会说 I have to fill in for Jack until he gets back。 那可能在杰克休假回来之前我要一直替他顶班哦，
就是填补他的空缺。
对、take the place of someone， 对，就是代替某人的位置。
接着 McPherson 说明了一下，这家精神病院和其他的精神病院可是大不一样，它是相当特殊的。
McPherson says correctional officers at a mental institution, that's a weird sight。那么精神病院里也有狱警，看起来真的挺奇怪的吧？那这是为什么呢？因为 we take only the most dangerous damaged patients， 因为我们这里只接收最危险最疯狂的病人。 once no other hospital can manage， 这些病人是其他精神病院根本管不了的。 and it's all due to Dr. Colley， 那这都要归功于 Colley 医生。其实我们也可以看到 Colley 医生将会成为这部电影的非常重要的人物。He has created something really unique here. 那么他在这个医院创立了一些非常特别的东西，我想随后我们将知道整个电影都是围绕着 something unique 展开的。
那 Teddy 和 Chuck 呢很快就见到了这位传奇的 Colley 医生，了解到了那个逃跑病人的情况。
Dr. John Colley, the head psychiatrist, explained that Rachel was institutionalized after joining her three children.
We treat them, try to heal, try to cureAnd if that fails, at least we provide them with a measure of comfort in their lives, calm.
These are all violent defenders, right? I mean, they've hurt people, murdered them in some cases.
In almost all cases, yes.
And personally, Doctor, I'd have to say screw their sense of calm.
It's my job to treat my patients, not their victims. I'm not here to judge.
So this female prisoner...
Patient.
Excuse me, patient. One...Rachel Solando escaped sometime in the last 24 hours.
Last night, between 10 and midnight.
She considered dangerous?
You could say that. She killed all three of her children.
虽然这家精神病院里呢收治的都是重刑犯，但是在 Dr. Colley 的眼中，他们还是普通的病人。
Dr. Colley explains, we treat them, try to heal, try to cure.我们给他们治疗，我们试着治愈他们。其实这句话里面有三个词都和治疗有关哈 ，treat, heal, and cure。treat 呢意思是指治疗，其实它更强调的是那个动作哈，我们去治疗别人。那 heal 和 cure 更侧重于说治愈，就是把谁治好 ，to do something to make someone feel better。
更强调那个结果是吧？
嗯。
那 Dr. Colley 又提到呢，如果哈我们不能够把这些病人治愈的话。会怎么样呢
？And if that fails, at least we provide them with a measure of comfort in their lives, calm. 那么即使治疗失败 ，Dr. Colley 仍然认为我们也能给这些病人带来一些平静。
但是对于 Dr. Colley 的这种治疗方法呢，显然 Teddy 他是有自己的看法。他觉得那些人呢都是重刑犯，都是杀人犯，他们根本就不应该获得安宁。
But Dr. Colley says it's my job to treat my patients, not their victims. I'm not here to judge.我的职责呢是治疗病人，而不是治疗受害者。我来这里并不是判断是非对错的。
Colley 医生呢讲述了那个女病人 Rachel 当初是怎么残忍的杀害她自己的三个孩子的，而且呢她现在还活在虚幻的世界中，因为她坚信自己的孩子没有死。奇怪的是，她竟然从上锁的房间里神秘的消失了。
So have you searched the grounds yet?
The warden and his men scoured the island, not a trace. And what's more disturbing is we don't know how she got out of her room. It was locked from the outside, and the only window's barred. It's as if she evaporated straight through the walls.
Collie 医生带着 Teddy 和 Chuck 检查了那个逃跑的女病人的房间，而且他说呢，典狱长已经带着他的人找遍了这个岛，始终都没有发现这个逃跑的女病人的任何踪迹。而且更让大家头疼的是呢，他们真的不知道这个女病人是怎么离开房间的。
所以 Dr. Collie 说道 ，It's as if she evaporated straight through the walls， 就好像她直接穿墙而过，就这么蒸发了 ，evaporate。就是使什么蒸发掉，比如说 The water soon evaporated in the sunshine， 那水的阳光下不久就蒸发了。其实我们也经常用 evaporate 这个蒸发来形容，来做一个比喻，比如说 His hopes evaporated， 他的希望完全都蒸发不见了。这个意思就是 He no longer felt any hope， 他的希望彻底破灭了。
接着呢 ，Teddy 和 Chuck 就在精神病院里展开了调查。他们发现 Rachel 的主治医生 Dr. Shen 竟然刚刚离开小岛去休假了。同时呢，由于暴风雨的原因，通讯线路受到了破坏，禁闭岛失去了和外界的联系。另外 ，Teddy 和 Chuck 又认识了一位来自德国的医生。通过对话呢，我们得知 Teddy 以前曾经参加过二战，他现在还会时不时的回想起他目睹德国军官自杀的那一幕。
That night, Teddy has a strange dream in which he sees his wife, who was killed in a fire 2 years earlier. She tells Teddy that Rachel is still on the island as is Angel Lydis.
第二天早上，暴风雨仍然没有停 ，Teddy 也继续着他的调查。
Rachel Philando was on a combination of drugs meant to keep her from becoming violent, but it was only intermittently effective. The greatest obstacle to her recovery was her refusal to face what she had done.
Was. Is there a reason you keep referring to your patient in the past tense, Doctor?
Look outside, Marshall. Why do you think?
Dr. Collie 谈到了以前对 Rachel 的治疗。He said, Rachel Salando was on a combination of drugs meant to keep her from becoming violent. 那么 Rachel 以前同时接受几种药物的治疗，用来控制她的暴力行为。But it was only intermittently effective. 但药效呢，时续时断。Intermittently 就是说间歇性的 ，occurring at irregular intervals 就是不规律的发生。比如说在这个影片里出现了灯塔，我们就可以说。The light from the lighthouse flashes intermittently, 就是从灯塔发出的灯光时断时续忽明忽暗的。Dr. Collie 接着说 ,The greatest obstacle to her recovery was her refusal to face what she had done. 那么她康复的最大障碍就是她拒绝面对曾经做过的事情。Obstacle 这里的意思就是一个障碍，我们也会说 barrier, 也是这个意思哈。Something that blocks one's way.那么就是阻止我们做事情的东西，比如说，那现在我们都知道有房有车，要有钱才能结婚，所以我们也可以说今天的婚姻怎么样呢 ？The major obstacle to current marriage is money。
在 Collie 医生的话里面呢 ，Teddy 抓住了一个词儿，他说：“你为什么要用 was？ 为什么要用过去式？难道你已经知道这个逃跑的病人 Rachel 他已经死了吗？”所以这一点引起了 Teddy 更多的怀疑，他开始和他的助手 Chuck 询问了更多曾经和 Rachel 一起接受治疗的病人，但是从他们那里也仍然毫无收获。说到为什么要主动接受调查这个案子的时候呢 ，Teddy 告诉 Chuck， 他是想要到这家精神病院里找一个人 ，Andrew Lydis。
Teddy reveals to Chuck his ulterior motive for taking this investigation.
This case came over the wires. I requested it specifically. You understand? What? Andrew Lydis.The maintenance man in the apartment building where my wife and I live. Okay. There's also a fire bug. Andrew Lydis lit the match that caused the fire that killed my wife. What happened to Lydis?
Got away with it. Lydis got away with it and then he disappeared. About a year ago, I opened up the paper and there he is.Huge scar from his right temple down to his left lip. Eyes different colors. Not the type of face you forget. He burned down a schoolhouse. Killed two people. Said voices told him to do it. First he went to prison, then he got transferred here. Then what? Then nothing. He vanished like he never existed. No record whatsoever. Pretty sure he's not in Ward B. That means Ward C.
I could be dead.
So could Rachel Solando, for that matter. A lot of places to hide a body here. Only one place no one would really notice.
Teddy 告诉 Chuck 呢，他到这儿啊是要找一个叫 Angel Ladies 的人。那这个人又是谁呢？
那于是 Teddy 说道 ，Angel Ladies。He was a maintenance man in the apartment building where my wife and I lived. Angel Ladies 呢是我和我妻子所居住公寓的维修工。He was a fair bug. Now fair bug 的意思是说 the criminal act of deliberately setting fire to property. 听起来很复杂，实际上就是纵火犯哈。那这个 fair bug 究竟做了什么呢？ Angel Ladies lit the match that caused the fire that killed my wife. 那看来 Angel Ladies 划着了火柴，导致了Teddy 妻子的死亡。
那据 Teddy 说呢，这个 Angel Ladies 后来又放火烧了一个学校，所以被抓住了，而后就被送到了这家精神病院。
Chuck 就很好奇说 ，Then what？ 那后来发生了什么呢 ？Teddy 说 ，Then nothing. He vanished like he never existed. No record whatsoever. 然后什么就没有了，他就人间蒸发了，好像从未存在过，没有任何记录。
但是 Teddy 断定这个 Angel Ladies 一定还在这家精神病院，所以他这次来这儿的主要任务呢，就是找到他。那说到这儿的时候呢，外面的暴风雨已经越来越强烈了。Teddy 和 Chuck 为了躲雨，进了一幢废弃的老房子。Teddy 又一再的解释说，他这次要找 Angel Ladies， 并不是为了要复仇。
At the latest vanished, I started doing some checking on Ashcliff. A lot of people know about this place, but no one wants to talk. You know, it's like they're scared or something.
Teddy 猜测呢，在这个与世隔绝的精神病院里，正在进行着某种不可告人的秘密实验，并且他还说，他曾经找到过一个证人，可以证实这一切。这次他来呢，同样也是为了搜寻证据。
I'm gonna get the proof. I'm gonna go back, and I'm gonna blow the lid off this place. That's it.
Wait a minute. You started asking around about Ashcliff.Waiting for a chance to get out here, and then suddenly they need a U.S. Marshal.
I got lucky there was a patient escape. It was the perfect excuse.
No, boss. Luck doesn't work that way. The world doesn't work that way. They got an electrified fence around a septic facility. Ward C is inside a Civil War fort. A chief of staff with ties to the OSS. Funding from U.S. I mean, Jesus Christ. Everything about this place stinks of government ops. What if they wanted you here?
Bullshit.
You were asking questions.
Bullshit.
We came here for Rachel Solando. Where was one shred of evidence she even existed?
There's no way they could have known I'd be assigned to this case. There's no
what
way.
What if when you were looking into them, they were looking into you? All they had to do was fake an escape to get you here, and now they have you. Now they have us both. Here, now.
Teddy 解释说呢，他这一次来到精神病院不是为了要找 Angel Ladies 复仇，而是通过他呢，他发现了一些线索，他要揭露在这家精神病院一些不可告人的秘密实验。
So Teddy says, I'm gonna get the proof. I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna blow the lid off this place. 我要找到证据，然后回去向世人揭发这里的罪恶行径。Chuck 回应道 ，Wait a minute. You started asking around about Ashcliff, waiting for a chance to get out here.And then they suddenly need a U.S. Marshal? 等一等，你一直在打探 Ashcliff 精神病院的事儿，等待有机会来到这里，而突然之间，他们就需要一个执法官，这难道不可疑吗？
显然 Teddy 呢之前并没有觉得这件事儿有多可疑，但是经过 Chuck 的分析，我们似乎也觉得 Teddy 和 Chuck 这次可是掉入了一个陷阱啊。
Chuck 想进一步点醒 Teddy， 于是说道 ：“I mean Jesus Christ, everything about this place stinks of government ops.”我是说，天哪，这里的各个角落都散发着政府的味道。实际上是说这个地方和政府有着密切的关系。他用了 stink of， stink 我们知道什么意思吗？就是发臭， have a very unpleasant and offensive smell。我们可以说这条鱼腐烂发臭了， the rotten fish stinks。当然，我们也可以说别人吃完大蒜以后嘴里味道好不好闻呢？我们就说 her breath stinks of garlic， 就是她的呼吸有大蒜味， stink of。就是说有什么的味道，后边接那个东西哈。然后 stink 呢也是个非常口语化的词，比如说我们大家刚看完电影，有人问你电影怎么样， What do you think of the movie？ 如果你觉得电影太烂了，你就可以说 It stinks， 那么 这个电影简直糟透。查克说完上面的话，又进一步深入到 What if they wanted you here? 那如果他们是故意引诱你来的呢？查克接着说道 We came here for Rachel Solando. Where is one shred of evidence she even existed? 我们到这儿看似是来找 Rachel Solando 的，但是哪有半点迹象证明这个人真的存在呢？ What if while you were looking into them, they were looking into you? 如果你在调查他们的时候，实际上他们也在调查你呢？All they had to do was fake an escape to get you here, and now they have you. 他们只需要制造一个病人逃跑的假案子来引诱你，现在可好，他们控制住你了。
那么随着调查的深入呢，已经有越来越多的疑点暴露了出来。到底接下来 Teddy 和 Chuck 会不会遇到什么危险呢？明天节目当中，我们再继续的和 Bobby 来关注这一部心理惊悚片《禁闭岛》。
Seems to me Rachel Solando is suggesting that you have a 67th patient, doctor.
Please tell me how they got you here.
They knew!
Don't you get it? Everything you were up to, your whole plan, this is a game. All of this is for you.
The only way off the island is a ferry, and they control it. You'll never leave here.
Let's have a quick review about what we learned in this session. 那么在这一部分呢，我们学到几个词 ，evaporate 就是蒸发、消失的意思。我们看到 Teddy Chuck 在调查中，很多证据都这样 evaporate 不见了。那我们还学到了 obstacle 就是障碍。我们也会在后面发现 Teddy 和 Chuck 在调查中遇到了更多的障碍。我们还学到一个很有用的词，就是 stink， 就是发出特别让人难忍受和作呕的味道。It stinks 就是说什么东西糟透了。我们在后边就会看到 Teddy 很快就会觉得这一切真的是 stinks.
Alright, that's all for today. I'm Jesse. See you tomorrow.
I'm Bobby. See you.
This bitter earth. Well, what the fruit is there.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every Day
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step Language is not knowledge Language is habit
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界没有课堂没有考试没有压力没有顾虑不为考试不为升职只为自己更充实365天原味英语听不断地道口语练不完精彩文化乐不够英语 PK 台一起学起来
还有收音机广播吗
你 out 了北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，你可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索“掌上 AM774” 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。
Thank you.
It's 14 hours.